Boy, look how beautiful this is. This is your herb garden, huh?
Yes.
And this is a circular herb garden.
We all just
tell us
these
about
these are perennial.
Shows up nicely on Google Earth.
Yeah. Oh. These are our perennials,
okay.
And many years ago, a young fellow came to work for us who's an Englishman, and we wanted to get the herb garden going, and he said, "I'll design it for you." And it's been moved a couple of times, but
not since him. He did this.
Yeah, but right. It's a beautiful round garden, and let's see, I see tarragon in the foreground. Mm-hmm. I see mint. What are some of the less common herbs you grow here?
Well, let's see. There's angelica. There's lovage.
Oh, do you have lovage?
We do.
Lovage kind of tastes like cucumber, right?
And celery.
So cucumber,
kind of a
celery.
Combination. Uh-huh. Yep.
And you have borage?
Yes.
And what did I buy? I bought salad burnet the other
mm-hmm.
day.
Yep.
For the hermit's locavore salad we're going to make this afternoon.
Ah, yeah.
The hermit would do well with some lemon thyme for that bluefish.
Yeah, he would. That'd be pretty good, too.
Yep.
Just kind of walk me through the season here at Morning Glory Farm. Mm-hmm. What comes in season first? What you have to look forward to as the summer advances?
Mm-hmm. Go
okay.
ahead.
The first thing that comes in is May 1st, we get asparagus. We have to watch the field carefully, make sure we don't miss it. And if we've started the plants early enough in the sheltered houses, we can have spinach and lettuce and bok choy to go along with that asparagus when we open the stand in May. By the time June has arrived and the strawberries are nearly ripe, they do ripen on June 10th, we'll have plenty of lettuce and more greens coming along and some early mini turnips and carrots and beets. By the end of the month, we'll be picking peas along with carrots and beets big time. Mm. In early July, we should get some green beans. And by mid-July, some of the other tomatoes that we've grown in sheltered environments will be ripe. Mm-hmm. But by August, it all comes in fast. We're picking all those other things still, most of them. But then the main crops of tomatoes and peppers and eggplants and sweet corn are going strong.
Mm. I have a question for you. This is new, your windmill here. How much of how much power do you get out of that, and how much of the farm does that actually run?
We get, last year, 92,000 kilowatt hours.